And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Wonk Unit, Faith. You're listening to Guanabats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If I feel a bit sort of relaxed and drowsy and sleepy, it's because it's so hot.
Oh, it's raw. Yeah, it's really hot.
Yeah, we had trouble sleeping last night, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Not next to each
Not
other.
Not together, no.
No. That was Wonk Unit, a track from their latest album, Terror, called Faith. Tony, what's Wonk Unit's website?
WonkUnit.com.
Simple as that. WonkUnit, WNKUNIT.com. And hello to all of our fellow wonkers.
Yes.
They are. South London punks loving the North is what I've written there. Make of that what you will, but it's all inclusive, I think. We've spoken enough about WonkUnit down the years.
Yes, I think we're one of the first radio stations to play them as well. So, yeah, it's well documented.
It is. They are brilliant. We love them. And hello to the mighty Cougar and everyone else involved in Wonk. We'll probably be playing something else from that album before long because it is really good. Excellent. Like all their albums. I've got some additional material, Tony.
Okay.
Is this exciting? Only time will tell. If you have a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, comedy suburbs, if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I'm just having trouble opening the bloody thing right now, and in fact that's because I was trying to open the wrong one. This one, guess who's got in touch, Tony?
16.
It is indeed Sussex Saint. Yeah. What's this, the fifth poem in 5 weeks?
Could be.
I'm not sure. It's certainly a record. Anyway, he says, "Hi, Paul, back in sunny Sussex today, open brackets, Sunday, close brackets, and dealing with the fallen apple tree in the garden caused by the storm a week or so ago." Did we have one?
We had a bit of rain.
We had a bit of rain, didn't we? "So I had my own kind of Sunday morning nightmare," open brackets, Sham 69 reference, close brackets, "as the tools to cut down the tree were in the shed, which was covered up by the fallen tree." Nightmare. "So I got wondering if the punky bands would be of any use. Here goes. Do you think the Dorellas know any tree fellas? Or will Centuria Sect be a better bet? Maybe the Swindells could knock it down, or Bloodcocks UK make it go away. With a name like Wonk Unit, you think they could do it? Oh, Gunquit might not give a shit, and I think Mayhem is a good one to miss. So I think you'll agree the best bet would be a good hit by the Dharmas with a fucking great hammer and send it to its gravest." Or grave, if you like. "Cheers, Sussex Saint. He's back on track. He's fun. He's quirky. He's got over the maudlin nature of the last few weeks, and he is our poet laureate in residence and all that sort of thing. Cheers to Sussex Saint." You might hear a bit of noise in a minute as my lodger walks in. Okay. Right. It's time for two tracks in a row, Tony.
All right.
Stay tuned for Muck and the Myers with a new single I'm very excited about. First up, Rotten Minds, Tony. Uppsala post-punk, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
What is Rotten Minds' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Rotten Mind UP.
Oh, nearly. Facebook.com/Rotten Mind UA. You're on the right track. You nearly remembered. It's the U for Uppsala and the last letter A for Uppsala. It's Uppsala crazy, but it's not UP. It's UA. Tony Beans Net 1, Tony 1. This is Trouble Child. We'll be right back.
Mighty Berserker.
Listen to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Muck and the Myers and a track called Hashtag Loneliness, which is their latest single out, and it's on their latest album as well. They've been just all the way from Boston, Tony. That's Massachusetts, not Lincolnshire.
Right.
And described as a cross between the Beatles and the Ramones. I don't think that's far off the mark. And I saw them in Nottingham last November, and they were absolutely brilliant live. If you get the chance to see them live, do. Tony, what is Muck and the Myers' website?
Muckandthemyers.com.
It's as simple as that. Tony 2, Paulie B on the Internet 1. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do plonk to our page. It's facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave us a comment. Do like to hear from you. Comments, much better than messages. So send us your comments. Thank you very much. Just the one this week.
Well, let's hope it's a good one.
Of course it is. It's from one of my new favourite listeners, Nick Wambolt.
Oh, I was hoping there'd be a Wambolt coming in there. That's brilliant.
It's been a while. But he says, just got the newest episode. Pretty cool to find out that I share my birthday with Punky Radio. Well, happy 30th birthday, Nick. Good to hear from you. I mean, maybe I misunderstood.
I didn't think he was older.
Yes, last week was our birthday show, 25th of July. 2005. Thank you very much, Nick, for getting in touch, and congrats on
it. It does also mean that he might not share his birthday with us next year.
That's true. It depends.
Banned him, aren't we?
Yeah, it depends on whether or not he. Yeah, let us know, Nick. Do you mean the show was your birthday or the 25th was your birthday? So let us know. 25th is our actual birthday. 30th was last week's show. I'm boring myself. That's all I have for Facebook this week.
Well, in that case, then, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook,
tra-la-la-la-la. I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
You've bored yourself, Tony.
I did. I was talking and I found myself dropping off, so I thought I'd stop.
I'm going to do something unusual now.
Okay.
We're going to play three tracks from the vaults, all from Scotland.
Mm.
How about that? And I'll tell you why in the next bit, but right now, let's hear the first one. So this band, Tony, I bought their album when it came out, around about 1992. Absolutely terrific. Scottish neo-rockabilly stroke psychobilly band called Radium Cats. And the joint lead singer was none other than Paul Patterson, who we shall be talking a bit more about in the next bit. Radium Cats aren't going anymore, so there's no point looking around for them. But you can find out a bit about them at Paul Patterson's website, which is...
paulpatterson.com.
It's as simple as that. And Patterson is P-A-T, singular, E-R-S-O-N. P-A-U-L-P-A-T-E-R-S-O-N.com. And this is My Girl Is Like Uranium. Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Radium Cats and My Girl Is Like Uranium from their album Other Worlds, which I own and is brilliant. And the reason I shied away from calling Paul Patterson the lead singer was because he and his brother shared singing duties on that album, and I had to listen through it again to realise that, in fact, yes, I could tell the difference between the voices and pick the ones that Paul had played instead. Anyway, I will be talking about him later on the show. I thought I'd be doing it in this bit, but I'm not. I'm going to leave it a bit because I've got some other stuff to talk about first. Did you do anything last week?
No, as expected. I think I hinted last week. I've got a lot of work to do, and this weather is not helping. Can't work in this heat, but I'm struggling on. So it's a lot of work, really. What'd you get up to?
You really have been boring yourself, haven't you?
I really have.
I fell asleep standing up today.
There you go.
That's brilliant. It doesn't happen very often, does it? But I'm not getting any younger. I only think this will happen more often.
Possibly.
It was hot.
Yeah.
Right, so I'd like to talk a little bit about my Nutty Nottingham comedy tour and what happened last Saturday, Tony, if I may.
Sure.
The tour's been a relative success. I've enjoyed doing it. Would have liked a few more people to have bought tickets so far, but it's nascent. It's in its first year. Hmm. But there are certain things that you don't want to happen when you're doing the tour. I had a fantastic group last Saturday for the 5 p.m. one. And we're walking around town. We haven't got far through town yet. And I stopped by where the Loxley and the Thurland Hall pubs are. Do you know what I mean?
On the way to Hockley.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I stood there, a tramp walked up to us, listened for 5 seconds, and then fell over, appearing to be dead.
Oh.
And you don't really want tramps dying on your tour, especially as you have an instant decision to make. Do I help the tramp? Or do I keep the tour going? And I said to the tour, we can help him or we can move on. Hands up for helping him. And none of them put their hands up. So we just kept going. It was like, I don't think he was actually dead.
Okay.
I don't think a tramp died within seconds of listening to me spouting off about knots. But anyway, so that happened. Then we got a little bit further up the road towards Hockley, near where, just after that, where there's that post box and phone boxes up on the corner where the tramway goes down. And as we went down there, the next place down is there's a restaurant, and it's got tables outside with the path between the restaurant and the tables. Am I making sense?
Yeah,
I'm making sense. As I walked past the tables, a girl shouted, "Paul!" And I looked around and saw my cousin. I haven't seen her in nearly a decade, Tony. Since I last saw her, she married a South African, moved to Dubai, then they moved to Hong Kong. Now they've had a child and moved to South London. There's no reason at all why she should have been in Nottingham as I was walking by. But as I shouted out, she's called Claire. As I shouted out, Emma. Because I'd sat in for so long. I said her sister's name. What are you doing here? She didn't notice that I said Emma because she was so drunk. And she went, "Oh, meeting up with old university friends." Like I would know what that meant. Anyway, everyone in the group sort of thought it was a fix so far, because they've seen a tramp do a stage dive.
Right.
Then they've seen this woman alleged to be my cousin, and that was all a bit weird. And then we got a little bit further up the road into Hockley itself, near to Broadway Cinema.
Hmm.
And as I'm talking, this bloke went, "All right, Paul, do you want fish and chips in a bit?" I went, "Man, it was my lodger." Like, this is all inside the first 20 minutes of the tour. Fortunately, it did calm itself down after that, but it was very funny. Everyone cool. had a very good time, and I said to them, "Look, please do leave a review on TripAdvisor. Maybe don't mention the tramp."
Right.
But
yes.
I bet one of them does.
I would.
Speaking of tramps, Tony.
Okay.
Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics.
Nice.
Are a band we haven't played enough on this show.
No.
And again, I'm going to tell you why we're playing them after we've played them. But Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics have Scottish members. They're not an entirely Scottish band. I think Thunderfuck himself, I do like saying that, is Canadian. I think, I'm not sure about that. But anyway, there certainly are Scottish members of the band, or there's a Scottish version of the band when he comes over. What I'd like to know is what is, and this is from the vaults as well. We played this song before, and the last one we played before. The next Scottish band we haven't played before, but it's kind of from the vaults in that, oh, it doesn't matter. What is Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics website?
I'm going thunderfuck.com.
Oh, good idea, Tony, but I strongly recommend you not type that into the You might get Thor in a compromising position.
Ooh.
No, it's deadlyromantics.com.
Ah.
Makes it. Now, hang about. How have I got here? What was it? Was it 3-1, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was 3-1, yeah. So it's now... It's deadlyromantics.com. It's Paulie B and Internet 2, Tony 3. And this is Scream My Name.
We'll be right back. Jesus Christ, dark sun glasses, bringing rock and roll back to the masses. I'm a comic lover, baby, nuclear war. Maybe an angel, but you're mallard whore. I'm not in it for love, in it for fame. Just to hear a thousand bitches scream my name. Only one thing I love, and that's me. I can fucking guarantee you. Yeah, love it or hate it. Guarantee you're gonna
scream my name.
Look, mama, I made it, yeah.
Scream my name.
I got afraid I love my sight set on you. Don't know who you are, but I know what you can do. Baby, you can give me everything that I need. You don't even have to get off of your knees. I'm a fucking one, step from above. Baby, I'm a heading for your tunnel of love. Third right coming for the second attack. You don't even have to get off of your back, just
scream my name.
Yeah, love it or hate it, come on.
Scream my name.
I can guarantee you're gonna
scream my name.
Look, mama, I made it. Something different for ya.
Nasty with my freaking patrol. I told my hoes wave home when I drop deep stroke. Become a nice bad habit like she's needing to blow. I bump it up till the volume increases in tone.
Yeah.
I'm the fight to keep you quiet, vexed like Ryan Gage. When I be bumming up, man, rubber quicker than the stick. I'm a subatomic, supersonic, deadly flash. Throw you around the room rough like Leslie Ash. Man, my Sean with the car, then your hoes so slick. The great white sperm will call me probably dead. I leave your statue on fire like a boom-zoom bomb. I heard you screaming up my name like Tina Turner.
Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics. And I meant to say beforehand, if you like Motorhead and Zodiac Mind Warp, you're going to love this. But then you've heard it anyway, so you now know they sound a bit like cross between Motorhead and Zodiac Mind Warp.
Right.
That's what I'd say there. And we haven't got anything else by them.
Okay.
So if you are listening, Thunderfuck, maybe you could send us some more stuff. I will have a word with the bloke in the band. That's the reason why we're playing him this week. But, and I keep saying I'm going to talk about him in a minute, but it's not going to be until after this next bit.
Right.
That I finally get around to it.
Okay.
Anyway, it's 3-2, isn't it? So we're
it
doing
is.
All.
Yeah.
Tony, have you got a gig?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh, hi.
It's warm. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. Doesn't have to be in the UK.
Did you say who are they playing with?
I did.
That's rather personal.
Well, I like to know these things. yeah, let me know. And I haven't...
I bet... Can I just say... I'm sorry to butt in.
That's all right.
I bet that... Over the next 24 hours, you will type in thunderfuck.com and you will not be alone. I don't mean you won't be alone when you do it.
I will be alone when I do it.
There'll be other people listening who will do that.
Definitely.
If you do type in, send an email to paulieb@punkyway.com saying, oh my bloody God,
I mean, has there ever been a band with a more suitable name to a featuring on Punky Radio than Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics?
I don't think so.
I don't. Anyway.
I don't think so at all.
No.
It was a close run thing with necro-sadistic goat torture.
True.
I'm sorry. So what do you got?
Right, so I've got a gig. I haven't emailed it, so I've had a look around, found this one. It features one of our favourite bands, so I thought I'd feature it. So this Saturday night, at the 100 Club in that there London, Slaughter and the Dogs are playing with the Derellas.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Already mentioned in rhyme earlier in the show.
Exactly. Thanks, Mr. Sussex Saint. It's like we planned it, but we didn't. Yeah. So if you're in London Saturday night, 100 Club, I mean, Slaughter and the Dogs are playing with support from the Derellas. Derellas are a great band. Slaughter and the Dogs, old punk band from the 70s. So if you're on the air, check them out. Tickets are £27.50 because it is a big gig, but it'll be great. And the Derellas are awesome.
And so, if you have the money, go.
Yes.
In London, that's about £3.
Exactly, if that. So yeah. Yeah, there you go. It's also Pagotua, of course. So
it is, of course, Pagotua.
It is
Pagotua. If you don't know what Pagotua means, hard luck. It's just one of the things about the show that leaders occasionally to say mild quirkiness.
Thanks for that.
No, it's my pleasure, Tony.
Yes.
So that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
Donald, where's your trousers? So the last one of our Mook trilogy, if I may call it that, this week, Tony.
Okay.
For From the Vaults kind of Mook trilogy is The Girl Fridays, Tony, that again I saw last November. They were on at the same festival with Muck and the Myers, who we played earlier in the show. Really good fun live, and they throw big knickers around, and I never have a problem with that. And they got an EP out. We've already played a couple of tracks of it, I think, but we're going to play this one now. That's why it's kind of From the Vaults. They sent the EP, I think, in February or March, as soon as they got it done, and we were one of the first people to play it. Very excited about that. What is The Girl Fridays Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheGirlFridays.
Facebook.com/the-girl-fridays-3309-843-105-73272. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default URL, have they?
They haven't set a default URL. But they are great lives, so we'll let them off. And their bass player is from Nottingham.
Excellent.
Which makes it all quite good, doesn't it?
It does.
Anyway, let's hear them. It's Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 3, and this is Too Much of a Good Thing. Suffocating, you're knocking me out. Girl, You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Girl Fridays, Too Much of a Good Thing. And the reason that I played those three Scottish songs, not in a row, but you know what I mean, is because this week I'm going to the Edinburgh Fringe, Tony.
Are you now?
Yeah. I'm doing a photo shoot last year that got some incredibly camp pictures out of it. There's another one on Thursday. So I'll be at the photo shoot. And then Saturday and Sunday at 10 o'clock at night, the Last Minute Comedy Club is making an appearance in Banshee Labyrinth Cinema Room. And I've got cracking lineups, mate. I've got some great acts on. Really, really good comics. Mandy Knight's doing it. Christian Riley's doing it. Gavin Webster's doing it, who is the commercial manager for Heat and Stannington FC. And we will cement our sponsorship deal when I see him, because I've got to pay him 50 quid.
Ah, right.
I think that's why he was so keen to perform. He knew he'd get his money. But anyway, it's a brilliant lineup. Danny Ward's doing it as well. Mark Simmons is doing it. It's going to be really, really good. And all the way from Turkey, Asli Akbay will be doing it as well, and she's smashing.
Cool.
I've got all manner of great acts on. And it's free to get in, but we do like you to pay to get out. So if you are in the Glasgow, if you are in the Edinburgh area, Mike McGuigan, I'm thinking of you particularly, feel free to come down with as many notes as you can spare.
Excellent.
It'll be great fun. Anyway, that was why. Oh, and I will be showing my face in Bannerman's, because I think he's now the entertainment and music manager, Christian, there. Is in Thunderfuck and the Deadly Romantics.
Ah.
Which is why I'd mentioned that as well, that there was a reason to play them. So, oh, and while I'm there, I'll be going to see my friend Kerry. I'm only going to go and see some jazz, Tony.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know. I go once a year. I see jazz once a year, and I see it when my friend Kerry is doing it, because she's got a fantastic voice. And it so happens she's only doing a limited run up there, and it's 8:30 to 9:30, I think, so, or 8 until 9. So I can go to that, because it's only around the corner from where my show is, and then she's going to come to mine. So I'm hoping she'll mention my show to her lot and say, hey, do you want to come and see some free comedy? Have a walk down the road with me. Just bring half of her crowd in. That'll save me flying.
Excellent.
But I'll also, that's on the Saturday, I think, but on the Friday, Paul Patterson is playing a Django Reinhardt thing, which is kind of jazzy as well, isn't it? Oh my God. In the Argyle Bar in the Meadow. So I'll be going that as well, which is why I played them, because I've already mentioned that I'll maybe meet up with him, because we have met once before and got on very well.
Okay, cool.
For me, it was a bit like meeting one of my heroes and not being disappointed, I should say.
Right.
Right. So anyway, so that's that. And then I have to come back Sunday night because on Monday morning, I'm getting a delivery of building materials so I can have an internal wall constructed in my house.
Oh, what are you getting? Plasterboard and studding? Bricks?
It's like, you know, I'm getting plasterboard and studding, and I'm getting rock wool acoustic insulation so I can make loads of noise in
there. Got to have rock wool as acoustic insulation, of course.
Yeah, how can I not have rock wool in my... If I could have jumpers made out of it, I would do.
Are you going metal studding or are you going good old-fashioned wood?
Wood, mate.
Oh, okay.
I do like a bit of wood.
Hmm.
I'm not so much into metal.
Ah, the good metal studding.
I didn't ask. Are you doing anything this week?
Nah, it's the usual. Trying to get some work done in this heat.
Right.
Yeah. I might have to re-grout the shower again. Never have a tiled shower floor. Constantly re-grouting it.
Constantly,
mate. Yeah, I'd rather...
You're just making it work for yourself.
You are. I'd rather metal studded it. Yes.
I'll tell you what else can't handle this heat.
What's that?
My fridge. My fridge is packed up, so I've got to get a new fridge, and I'm getting that on Wednesday. So effectively this week I'm getting the Edinburgh fridge. Nice, isn't it?
Nice.
Should we play two songs in a row? We ought to.
Yes, why not?
All right. Stay tuned for Wood Shampoo, and I will reveal the definition of wood shampoo after we've heard them. First up, it's another one of these, Tony. They're called RGD, but is that rigid?
Oh, no.
I don't know. Oh, is it rugged?
Hmm.
I don't know. It's RGD in capital letters, but I reckon it's probably rigid. with no eyes. Not that they're blind, does that mean like that? Anyway, I am going to dedicate this song to Janet, who lives in Galicia, because she's got a dog that's named after the name of this song. Rugged, Rigid, or RGD are from New Brunswick, New Jersey Indie Garage, and both the songs we're playing here in a row are both on a new Bongo Boy compilation, Volume 4, which is Bongo Boy from the Garage, Volume 4. And each time they bring out one of these things, we do find a couple of tracks to play, and we're doing it again this week. So stay tuned for Wood Shampoo. First up, what is Rugged's, Rigid, or RGD's Bandcamp page?
Rugged.bandcamp.com.
RGD Music. Numeric1.bandcamp.com. RGDmusic1.bandcamp.com. Which makes it Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 3. And this is Hey Louise.
Hey Louise. What's the book that you've been reading? Yeah, I wanna read that too. Hey Louise. Is it fact or fiction? Is it all or is it new? So where's that smile I used to see? One that never could let me be. Standing close and holding hands, and no one understands. I said, hey Louise, did you read my letter? Hey, or did you just tear it up? Hey Louise, should I write a song about you? Shut up. Something's wrong, but something's right. So let's not end up in a fight. 'Cause when I get your third degree, you know that's not for me.
Smartest peanut in the turd.
Crazy than me.
listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wood Shampoo and a track called My Best Friend Died and Left Me His Guitar. Tony, what is Wood Shampoo's website?
Woodshampoo.com.
Oh, woodshampoo.net.
Hmm.
I've won. It's probably Internet 5, Tony 3. That is what I'm describing as New York unique punk, Tony. And Wood Shampoo, I promised the definition, didn't I?
Mm.
Wood Shampoo is an expression for if you get hit over the head by a rosa, nightstick or truncheon.
Right.
And you basically get a wood shampoo.
Gotcha.
So it could even be Word of the Week if you want.
Yeah, sure.
We can make it word. We haven't had a word of the week, well, have we? So word of the week is wood shampoo, which is a phrase. Basically, if you get hit over the head by something made out of wood, like a tree, then you've had a wood shampoo. There you go. And wood shampoo are great. We've played them a few times, and they listen sometimes as well. They are friends of the show, Tony.
Excellent.
Anyway, it means it's probably been on the Internet 5, Tony. 3, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, buggeration.
Yes. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. It is that simple. Do like to hear from you. We do like to hear your twats. Can't do the feature without you. Appreciate we do get one every week, but it would be nice to get one. Every 2 weeks would be nice. Let's just go for progress. So if you can email me, that would be much appreciated.
Let's go for progress.
Let's do that.
One thing we haven't been mentioning every week when we should have done is, of course, the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And hopefully, if you are listening, lads, I do look forward, and lasses, I look forward to seeing you all soon. Sorry I've not been down there in a while to check out your top shelf.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do instead, Tane?
Well, it is worth mentioning, we mentioned in the past couple of weeks, but this new website, well, it's not, well, I say new, it's new to me, Podchaser. So rather than iTunes, if we can try and get a few reviews on Podchaser, as it's a relatively new site, there's not a lot of websites that have been reviewed. So, for example, we've had 2 reviews, one of them is myself, thank you very much, me. we're already on the first page for music podcasts. So
brilliant!
A bit of help will maybe move us up a little bit. We're not going to make any money out of it, but it might increase our exposure, get some more people listening.
It helps more people hear the bands. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the thing. That's why we push these things, is because the more people listen, the more people hear the bands. We are selfless in our self-promotion.
We make not one penny from the show.
Sadly.
But we call it a late birthday present. But if you can, go to podchaser.com/punkyradio and you'll see this, and I think you can review us from there. You may need to create an account. I did, but I can't remember. So have a look at it. If it's too much hassle, fair enough. But if you do have a few minutes, do it. It would help us out. And we'll read the reviews out when there are some on there.
Yeah, it helps us. And if it helps us, it helps the bands.
Yeah.
So just do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Otherwise, you might find yourself the subject of what this section actually is.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's a veiled threat.
Isn't it just?
Should we play one more song?
Why not?
So, the Cavemen, Tony, are a New Zealand garage punk band at 100 miles an hour who are absolutely brilliant and relatively prolific. This album came out earlier this year, but I'm not sure that it wasn't a re-release of sorts or a re-recording of sorts, because I did recognise some songs in it. But anyway, it's absolutely brilliant, and you should check them out. They came by Dirty Water Records, I think, and hello to Paul Manchester. Let's say hello to Paul Manchester this week, shall we?
Hello.
And PJ, of course. What is the Cavemen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheCavemenNZ.
It is. The Cavemen's was a clue. Facebook.com/TheCavemenNZ, reflecting their New Zealand background. Making it Tony 4, Paulie Beans Net 5. Unlucky, Tony.
Fair enough.
Scumbag. Yeah! That's about the size of it for this week. That was The Caveman and Scumbag. Tony, I hope you didn't think I was just being insulting to you then. That is the title track, although maybe I think it sometimes. I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible at the Edinburgh Fringe this week. If you are walking by and you see me in the street handing out flyers, say hello. Even better, come along to the shows, or you never know, I might see you in the company of Paul Patterson or my mate Kerry. Who knows? Tony, I hope you have a good week.
Thank you very much, will do.
And as I say, please, what was that pod thing called?
Podchaser.com.
Podchaser.com. Do check it out if you haven't already. It might be a new way to find out some new podcasts you haven't listened to before, as well as us, of course. Feel free to leave a review. I hope my fridge arrives on time and is all right. And other than that, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo, a poo.
But you can't.